going to be another scorcher today with temperatures above 90 degrees in much of Massachusetts. Yesterday, the temperature reached 99 degrees at Logan Airport, tying a record set in 1933. WBUR's Quincy Walters checked in on how people are keeping cool.
It's times like this Mark Savinor says he feels a bit like a hero. That's because his business, Acme Dry Ice, has been supplying dry ice to ice cream trucks and restaurants on this blistering day.
And what would your theme song be?
Ice, ice, baby. I am the original Ice Man. Listen, I'm chilling like a villain, but the heat is definitely the villain today because I'm telling you, it just came on so strong, so fast. There's no help around.
But Iceman can't provide a reprieve for a man named Jeremiah, who carries most of his belongings in a shopping cart because he's unhoused. Early in the afternoon, he tried unsuccessfully to take a shower at St. Francis House near Boston Common.
Take me a cold shower.
Were you able to do that?
To answer your question, no. They said it's only from 7 to 11:30 a.m.
Oh.
So I got turned around.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
It sucks, yeah.
What are you going to do now? Or
go to the bathroom.
Jeremiah, who had his shirt off because he was too hot, said he'll go to South Station where he can usually use the restroom and cool down without being asked to leave. But people don't need to be unhoused to be at the mercy of high temperatures and bad timing. At the main branch of the Boston Public Library, 23-year-old Rebecca Elliott says she's been reading here to take refuge from her hot home. Elliott says while she waits for an AC unit to arrive, the library is the best place to be.
I try to stay here until it closes, like around 6 o'clock, and then I'll go back to my house and just kind of, like, survive until my air conditioning comes. But it's coming today, so I should be good.
And do you think when your air conditioner comes, you'll be here less, or?
I love libraries, so I'll probably be here, but I won't be here by force anymore.
Trying to escape Tuesday's temps could make anyone cry, but 5-year-old Riley Smith, visiting from Virginia, and her mom braved the heat for a half hour as they searched for the frog pond on the common.
It's good.
How does this compare to other hot weather you've experienced?
Bad.
What do you want to tell them about Boston? What have you liked?
would you say this is your favorite part?
Yes.
Also on the common is Andy Kavanaugh, who came to town from Middleborough to play guitar. One of the lyrics in the Bob Dylan song he's singing is "Take heed to the stormy weather," and that's kind of what Kavanaugh's been doing. He recognizes that frequent heat waves are a byproduct of a warming planet.
Absolutely. Like I said, I live down in Middleborough, and the lakes for the past like 4 or 5 years have been at least 2 to 3 inches lower than they have been for, you know, the standard. Absolutely, it's global warming.
What do you think can be done, or?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. The climate is warming, and we're getting more heat waves.
Miriam Wasser is WBUR's own environmental reporter. She says one heat wave isn't indicative of climate change, but Wasser says the frequency of these heat waves and scientists' projections of what's to come are alarming.
You know, Boston right now currently experiences about a dozen days over 90 degrees every summer. And by 2030, we could see up to 40 days every summer that hit 90 degrees.
Wasser says the city of Boston is looking at solutions to stave off climate change-induced heat waves, like making more green space to reduce the heat from concrete and steel.
We need 25 bags of ice.
Back at Acme Dry Ice in Cambridge, Mark Savinor is sending one of his workers to a Dunkin' Donuts in Billerica, and he's wearing a sweat-soaked shirt that reads, "The Iceman Cometh."
Well, yeah, you know, these heat waves come upon you all of a sudden, and, you know, you have to be prepared and just know how to handle it.
Because there may come a time when Iceman can't save us. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.